amazing young men and young women in the Scriptures. You can learn from and follow the examples of the many righteous youth whose stories are preserved in the Scriptures. By Gisela Guthier. The Lord loves the youth of the church. He has a great amount of trust in you. In every age, the Lord has inspired valiant young men and young women to lead and bless His people. He needs their creativity, courage, and originality. It has always been so, and will continue to be so. The many examples of young heroes run like a golden thread through the Scriptures. Even though they lived long ago, you can follow their examples and relate to their lives. They had family problems. They lived among unrighteous people. They faced Goliaths, but their courage, obedience, and faith in Jesus Christ got them through their challenges, just as these qualities can for you too. Abraham. Abraham's determination, courage, and willingness to raise his voice against wickedness were amazing, even more amazing considering that his father worshipped idols. As a young man, he stood so strongly for righteousness that he was almost killed as a sacrifice. See Abraham chapter 1, verses 2 through 7. Joseph of Egypt. He was 17 years old when his older brothers sold him into slavery. Yet, with the Lord's blessings, Joseph was able to make something good from this difficult situation. He wasn't defeated because he never gave up. His trust in the Lord was continuous. Joseph's inner greatness showed itself in the noble way he forgave the injustices that were done to him. See Genesis chapter 37 and 45. David. As a teenager, David was a shepherd, and he fought against a bear and a lion to protect his father's sheep. His self-confidence didn't come from his abilities as a shepherd. It came from his faith in Heavenly Father, as shown in his fight against Goliath. See 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 32 through 54. Esther. She had the determination to place her own life in jeopardy in order to save her people. It was not Esther's beauty, but her spiritual characteristics that made her a great person. See Esther chapters 4 and 5. Daniel. He obeyed the Lord's law of health despite others around him not doing so. He prayed, even though praying to Heavenly Father was against the king's commands. Due to his righteousness and openness to inspiration of the Spirit, Daniel was blessed by the Lord with the gift of interpreting dreams and visions. He received power and wisdom from Heavenly Father to the extent that in times of danger, the powers of heaven were at his disposal. See Daniel chapters 1 and 6. Nephi. Nephi was an incredible example when he said, "I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded." 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. He had the courage to do what he was asked to do. Did he live in a comfortable home? No. He lived in the wilderness for many years. Were things going well for him? No. His brothers were often angry at him and sometimes tried to kill him. Through it all, he obeyed the Lord's commands. 2,000 young Ammonites. These young men were raised by faithful parents, and their faith in their mother's words blessed them. They learned to listen and obey with exactness, and in their battles, they did not doubt that their Father in heaven would protect them. See Alma chapter 56, verses 45 through 48. Mormon. When he was 15 years old, the Lord visited him because he was humble, clean, and pure, despite the filthiness of the people around him. Also, at age 15, Mormon was made a leader of the army. Later, he was entrusted with keeping the Scriptures. See Mormon chapters 1 and 2. Joseph Smith. At age 14, he searched the scriptures and prayed to know which church to join. The Lord called him to restore the gospel and the church of Jesus Christ. Joseph dedicated his entire life to fulfilling that assignment despite many obstacles and difficulties. At age 17, he was visited by the angel Moroni, who showed him the golden plates. Even at a young age, Joseph Smith was a powerful teacher and a great example to those around him. See Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1. Your day. Have the days of amazing young men and women passed? No. The angel Moroni told Joseph Smith that Joel's prophecy was about to be fulfilled. I, the Lord, will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 29. See Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 41. Gisela Guthier, who was a seminary teacher, lived in Germany and passed away in 2012. End of the article, Amazing Young Men and Young Women in the Scriptures, by Gisela Guthier, read by Charlene Stewart.